Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, March 24th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. We prepare these messages each weekday morning with the express purpose of encouraging others. Today's message is simply titled Evil. The scripture text is 2 Timothy 3, verse 13.
Evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived.
In the movie Fireproof, the main character has an addiction to internet pornography. In one scene, he is looking at a boat he greatly desires, and a pop-up for a pornography. We're not going to do this again. We've already started once. For a pornography ad appears. You can see it's not a word that I use very much, thankfully. Well, this ad pulls him into sinful desires. It's quite a scene. It captures the luring temptation as he struggles to resist and thankfully is victorious. The most memorable scene in the film is how he deals with this by destroying the computer.
Well, I'm sure that most of us who have done any work on the internet have experienced the disgusting annoyance of the pop-up ads. These are windows that automatically open up as you go to a particular web page. Just by clicking on the window, you may unintentionally install malicious programs on your computer or set your phone to dial a number with a fee. The most morally obnoxious are the ones bordering on soft porn. Thankfully, for the last 4 or 5 years, we have some protection blocks so that we don't get these anymore.
Well, life is full of similar pop-ups, although not necessarily of the computer variety. These are our enemy's persistent attempts to get us off the right track, even while engaging in worthy pursuits. It began in the Garden of Eden in the form of a serpent. I suppose you could call him the first pop-up. Martin Luther describes the sinister craftiness of our enemy as an ancient foe that seeks to work us woe. He is very adept at modern technology and will use whatever means at his disposal to accomplish his purpose.
The daily verse says, and I quote, "Evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse," end quote. We often comment in this series of what a beautiful view we have as we prepare our encouragement each morning. When we look outside our large window, we see what God at creation said was good. Of course, we need to keep our focus on the Lord and His goodness. Yet evil is ever lurking in the midst of His vast expanse of goodness. Certainly the evidence of evil being going from bad to worse is seen in current events. Whether it's a pop-up ad to allure me to sin, or scores of other methods, both ancient and brand new.
The verse continues, deceiving and being deceived. When people get off the right track, it creates a circular dynamic of both deceiving and being deceived. Bible commentator Stephen Slocum observes concerning this portion of the verse, "When one begins by deceiving others, in so doing they lose their sense of distinction between truth and falsehood, and with their moral compass thus distorted, eventually end up by being deceived by the deceptions of others. Sin sown reaps its own punishment. This is the general law of depravity, that if men are not converted, they are always growing worse and sinking deeper into iniquity. The breach between light and darkness, so far from being healed, becomes ever widened." End quote.
But in a sense, the reality of evil can actually build our faith, although this is a concept very difficult to develop in just a paragraph of our writing today. The scriptures are quite forthright in regard to evil and its consequences. When I see a luring pop-up, I'm reminded of the enemy's desire to sift me as wheat, and I have a note regarding that scripture later on. God has told us the truth in regard to the reality of evil, and we indeed recognize that it is all around us. But it is an individual choice we make to keep it from luring us to entrapment, and we do have the power of the Holy Spirit to resist.
Well, I consider a portion of an old hymn written in 1901 that speaks truth to my heart today and my wife's as well. See if you recognize the hymn from these words. that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world, the battle is not done. Jesus who died shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one. Well, in hope, we await that time when the, quote, creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. That's Romans 8, verse 21.
Let's pray together. And it's a little longer because it was just a prayer that was close to my heart today. Father, in this decadent world where imposters are increasing in number and in their menacing deception, we can easily be lured into their schemes, or we can stand our ground for purity and holiness. Help us to always be on guard by familiarizing ourselves with Scripture and arming ourselves in the attire of a Christian soldier as we do battle with the enemy of darkness. And Lord, for those who are dear to our heart, those who have taken the enemy's bait and are now entrapped in sin's deadly tentacles, we prayerfully intercede on their behalf as we cry out to you. Free them from the deadly strangle of Satan's influence. Grant us wisdom, discernment, and favor as we interact with them. Send others to bring light to their darkened paths and to help us bear this heavy burden. We will not be defeated, for your power that is within us is greater than the power of our enemy. We will not despair in our problems, but we will delight in your promises. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You want to share that? No.
Yes, I will add, when I talked about sifting as wheat earlier in our message today, it's a wonderful blessing to remember that not only are we praying for our loved ones who are not walking in the faith, but Jesus is also interceding to the Father on their behalf. I'm reminded of this when Jesus told Peter in Luke 22:31, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. Well, Simon did fail when he denied Jesus, but his faith did bring him back to his spiritual foundation and reinstated his standing as a devoted follower of Christ. It's reassuring to know that God knows the journey of which our loved one will take, sees the detours and dead ends, but is working all the while through our prayers of faith and his intercession on their behalf.
That's a great point, Brooksie. Thanks for sharing your heart today with our readers, listeners. And it is a blessing that we don't take for granted. We pray before we prepare this podcast and then just ask the Lord to use our writings. Whether you've listened or many people read our messages, that you will be encouraged and strengthened and challenged and instructed in your faith. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is, again, the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, March 24th, 2009. We do have some supplemental materials on the site today. Actually, a photo my brother sent me a few moments ago of a scripture verse in his office that's similar to something I shared yesterday that you may find interesting. These Walter Kimber calligraphed scripture prints, which I've seen in so many churches, and lo and behold, he happens to have one in his office. We suggest several songs today, and they are This Is My Father's World, a beautiful Fernando Ortega version that is available as an embedded YouTube video. Again, a song I shared last week, but it fits again this week, the great old hymn, I Must Tell Jesus. And I think about it because of a line that says, what must I do when worldliness calls me? What must I do when tempted to sin? I must tell Jesus, and he will help me over the world the victory to win. Finally, we have a song that is from the A Fireproof movie, a song called I'm Waiting on You, a powerful song dealing with waiting on the Lord as we overcome and wait for his answers to our prayers. Finally, we have a link up if you're interested in not seeing Fireproof. We recommend it. There's a link to the DVD if you'd care to purchase it through CBD. That's where this link will take you directly to their website. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful, be encouraged, and stay on that right track, we pray.